What's up? If you for free, get out your seat, get up off your ass. Drink your booze and smoke that grass. We finna ride from Pontiac to Lassen, back to Saginaw, to Detroit, and take them from every club. Bootleg, Shoestring, and the motherfucking Backstabber. Hey, we gon' do it like this. And I mix, I like drinking at the vets, hammer drop us too. TDF is in the district, bring the boys from the avenue. Maniac, lunatic, and you know that I'm telling it. Bitches heading my way, you know that I'm swelling it. So all your punks, take your weak ass to school. Be calm and cool, don't be no fool. I'm talking to Northern, Northwestern, and Central too. Taste it, get choice, we gonna rock for you. I said peace to my homies, I'm weather be. Fred Dog, guess me double E.D. Walkers, that's my type of guy. Jamal Evans. So all your feet, motherfuckers, listen to what I say. Throw your hands in the air, hooray, hooray. I said peace to my brother and my sister too. I said peace to the Eagles and the Dorsey too. Where the fuck are you from?
Trauma in my life through different phases, it sends me. I grew up as a shorty, knowing work wasn't cool. Now I got a working girl in almost every high school. Pump this in your Nissan, Beamers and trucks too. And if you're not from Flint, then it's like straight up, fuck you. The city that I'm from is just a dot on the map. Where dump houses get robbed and most of the clothes I damn. Shot Michael Jackson, said it don't matter, black or white, well it should. Cause Flint, Michigan's a long way from Hollywood. I tried to go to college, but I saw myself stuck in Flint. Beside them college folks, they want the home of black resident. Michigan's a prison and we all are locked up. The only good jobs are the jobs that could be rocked up. Refuse to work for Burger King and still be living punk. I can work for Burger King and live in a condo. My city's being fucked by a system that's evident. Put bullets in a brother at a club acting ignorant. Special shots to Big Boom, a personal autograph. And shots to all them niggas I forgot down on Dayton App. There's one more thing that you should know before I go with the sound. Who the fuck is y'all to tell me not to leave his town?
Where the fuck is you?
All right. Hey. What's up? I ain't played that one in a while. Remember when I didn't have no bumper music and then I had that for a long time. 9:10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, guys. Can you believe that? We are coming to the end of July. Just like July just came. And I looked up and didn't have a podcast. So I said, yeah. Flint, you gotta go get one. What's up, guys? Went to go get my hair cut today. Went to my my barber. I've been my barber now for around the summertime. Summertime, 5 years ago, he became my barber when they shut everything down for the pandemic. They opened back up the barbershops and where I was going. shoot, it had been about 20 years. I got so complacent where I was going to get my hair cut. I had been going there for about, let me see. Let's see. So let's see. Right.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been excuse me. I've been getting my hair cut there for like about 20 years. 21 years actually. Yeah, when I find a good place to go get my hair cut, whether it's in a relative or a friend or somebody I hear worried about, you know, forever in the day, I go get my hair cut there. So, I got settled in, and they were talking about they were going to have to teach them a new method coming back from everything being closed down. And I said, oh, really? You know, I was like, so, you know, we, everybody walking around with afros. Like we in the 70s again. So, and I gotta wait another couple of weeks. Let me go somewhere else. And that was a blessing in disguise, because that's when I met him. You know, everything worked out. Like you say, he's probably still the cheapest in town. I just found out I just found out I was shortchanged. But he had somebody on the phone, and I'm listening like, oh. Yeah. The other month, I'm listening like, no, you know, he told me specifically today, because I asked him about it, because I want to make sure going into the next time I get my hair cut. He said haircuts are $25, so I was giving him like $20. Man, because I thought the haircuts were $15. So me giving him $20 was like giving him a $5 tip. Little did I know, I was just covering the haircut. And I said, I didn't know, you know. He hadn't brought it to my attention. He was saying how everything else has went up. So, you know, he had to. I said, yeah, I understand. I understand fully. I should have just cashed after him. I thought about it, but it wasn't until I left. Or if he could have swiped my debit card and got it off of there. It's just I didn't have it in cash like I did my haircut money. So, only ended up giving him a $25 and giving him a tip. So, because I just didn't know, you know, I didn't know the cut itself was $25. So I told him, next time I'm going to add the tip on top of the $25. So now that I know, the cut itself is $25. I just add the tip on top of that. What I'm probably going to do is next month, I'll probably, whatever I was going to tip for next month, I'll just double it for this month. Go ahead and double that up for him. Give him a nice little tip next month. I mean, you know, next time I go to get my hair cut. What has been up with you guys? It is time, guys. Can you believe it? We have blinked and fell asleep, and all those weeks, those 6 to 8 weeks from OTAs, there you go. And tomorrow of the veterans, I think Thursday? Something like that. I want to say last Thursday, the rookies reported to camp. So they've been in camp since last week. Thursday will be a week. The veterans come in Tuesday, tomorrow. So. Yeah, I'm ready to get this season up and popping, man. To see what is going to happen. I had some barbecue wingdings for dinner. So, yeah. Sure did. Oh, man, I've been downloading a lot of music, man. I've recently gotten Mary J. Blige. Nas. Jay-Z. I still don't have no Erykah Badu. I still don't. Erykah Badu and Rihanna be next. As a matter, well, no. Yeah, Erykah, yeah. And we could get Erykah. Who else have I did recently? Man, who else? It's been a lot of people. Yeah. Sad news, guys. Just came down the wires today, man, earlier. Malcolm Jamal Walker. Is that it? Is that his name? Yeah, that long ass name. Wasn't he just that Johnny Gill's little get together? I just got through downloading some Dayton Family. Yeah. Matt Hinkle. He sound white as hell from the Dayton Family. He soon joined the duo under the name Backstabber. Okay, so Backstabber was Matt Hinkle. What a name. Local producer Steve Pitts informed the Dayton Family name. Dayton Avenue, one of the most crime-ridden streets. They called it the town in their hometown, home city. But yeah, hometown sound better. When it's Sessions Day. Pooh Banks in 1995. So that went double platinum. Oh, so what's on my mind with double platinum? I didn't know that. Yeah. I was saying, guys, Slammiversary, wow, was kind of bad for the champions. The champions got punked all the way across the board. Jesus. Wasn't good for the champions. No. Slammiversary was not good for the champions. No. It was not good for the champions. I think the only champions that held on to their titles were the Elegance Design brand. The Nimitz lost to Matt and Jeff Hardy. Moose lost to, what's the guy that was mentored by the Hardy, the guy that became the youngest cruiserweight, the youngest X Division champion of all time. Masha lost to the NXT champion. And Trick Williams from the WWE for NXT, he won. So imagine Trick Williams is going to wrestle the NXT champion, which I think is the other big dude that a Moose wrestled. Moose lost to him, but it was a good fight. Then again, y'all, I wouldn't doubt if they come to Moose loss. It's X Division title. Don't be shocked if some kind of way they get him in a match with Trick Williams. He end up becoming the third time TNA World Champion. Don't be shocked, because see, now he's not the X Division champion. He ain't got to focus on that belt anymore. So, we shall see. We shall see. Patrick Williams and the Elegance brand are the only two TNA people who kept their belt. Oh, yeah, Macklin. The Elegance brand and that's it. Yeah. That's it. And Macklin. Elegance brand and Macklin were the only TNA people to keep their title. Everybody else lost theirs. Right. So, yeah, it's just the time boy been chilling. Yeah, guys. So, yeah, just been chilling. And like I say, the veterans report the training camp tomorrow. You know, yes. Had a 4-day weekend. I saw an old co-worker and two co-workers today. Since I was out, I was going to go to the grocery store, and I said, you know what? That's looking way. Probably the best. It's probably a pretty good decision. It didn't get real hot today, but I think it got up to 80. It was hot when I was coming home. I've just been relaxing, guys, and getting ready, like I say, this week, the veterans show up to camp. And we're getting closer and closer to the 2025 NFL season start. So, who y'all in my bed looking for? I'm sitting up here hallucinating. Ain't nobody in my bed looking for nothing, but I just had a vision of that. Boy, that seems so real. Yeah, it does, man. Because, never mind. You know what, y'all? I'm about to get off of here. I'm hallucinating while I'm doing a video diary. Doing a podcast. I wish y'all nothing but the best. The Tomboy says, enjoy life. Malcolm Jamal, let's see what his name is. He died today. Yeah, Malcolm Jamal, huh? Warner. Always was saying Walker. He died today at 54. He's in Costa Rica. He's on there from 84 to 92. Yeah. Yeah, he was just about 6 years older than me. It's crazy, man. Yeah. You know, then last summer you had old girl died from Charm, the nutty one. Shannon Doherty. Then you had the one who played the demon that was going with her during season 3. She died July 15th last year. And then he died like July the 3rd or 4th this year. Michelle Trachtenberg died in February from Buffy. It's just crazy. A lot of people are leaving here, man. It's not long anymore like it used to be. Short, man. So, yeah. This is crazy. This is crazy. All right. Flint Town Boys signing off. 9:31 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Flint Town Boy, I'm getting out of here. 7:21. See. Yeah. See. Yeah. All right, y'all.
And the good thing about the end of a week is that we can look forward to the beginning of the next, when I'll be back, when the week is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to do, and I will too. I'll think of you when I'm not here, 'cause thinking of people makes them seem near. The friends who know you love you cheerfully. I do too. You know, everyone has lots of ways of feeling. And all those ways of feeling are fine. It's what we do with our feelings that matter in this life. I trust that you're growing in ways that will help you with whatever feelings you may have when you're a child and when you're a grown-up. I hope you're able to grow to respect whoever you are inside. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new. And I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. You always make each day such a special day. You know how? By just your being you. Only one person in this whole world like you. That's you yourself. I'll be back next time. Bye-bye.
Which is Rogers for president.
At the core of brain health is... Yeah.
All right, y'all. All right, y'all. On out of here. All right, 9:35 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, July the 21st, 2025. The Town Boy's out. Peace.